Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Sway, nigga.
What up, my nigga?
You know what time it is, nigga. Go ahead and switch that shit up.
Oh, you already know, dog. That's what I'm on.
We broke that bitch.
Chilling. What's happening with you?
I mean, good, man. Good to be back on the air. Good to be back
just good to be up and walking around and doing good and whatnot. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Thank
gotta
all
appreciate
the
all that.
Gotta appreciate it all, man. Thank all the supporters out there and everything that's helping us out with all our on our grind and everything. The team, everybody, Bang Out Radio, man, Topaz for giving us a shot and everything. You know what I'm saying? We just being real thankful today. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man.
And look, it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We giving real Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving we celebrate in America. You know what I'm saying? That Indian Slaughter Day, but that's a different story. But you know, it is what it is. You feel me? But man. And shout out to you, JP, man. You doing your thing and all that, man.
Oh yeah, I'm trying, man. Yo, for all y'all that haven't seen on my Facebook, I've been posting like all my videos, all my my little website. I got a website up now for all the videos, the projects, upcoming events, all that stuff. So if you guys want to check it out, you know, all you got to do is to make it easier, just Google Wix, W-I-X, Stealing Your Laughs. And you know, you just Google that up and it'll come up, or just go to my page or whatnot, and check it out, man, and let us know what you think about it.
Wix, what is that? W-I-X?
Yeah, W-I-X. W-I-X, and then just type in Stealing Your Laughs. All it is just the website, pretty much.
So if y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to go get your laughs stolen, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Go to Wix.com and go Stealing Your Laughs, you feel me? Yeah. Check out my boy Jay Payne's page, you know.
Also, it'll give you a little insight, man, a little insight on how Stealing Your Laughs came to be, pretty much, and why that name, because a lot of people ask me why I picked that name, so, yeah, check it out.
Man, that's crazy, man. And then, so we get a behind-the-scenes documentary and everything.
Exactly.
The whole Jay Payton, how Jay Payton started.
Exactly.
In the mean streets.
More Stealing Your Laughs, but, you know, a little bits and pieces of me in there. But Stealing Your Laughs is kind of like, you know, how Topaz, you know, how she created this whole Bang Out. You know, she got this Bang Out off the ground, and that's pretty much my goal right there. So, yeah.
Shout out to the balls. If you got a dream and you you feel you can go do your dream, go out there and do it, man. Don't let nobody stop you. You know what I'm saying? This is where Stealing Your Laughs and Bang Out Radio and all other things, they started from people just having an idea and whatnot.
Right.
So go out there. You know what I'm saying? You got your idea, try it. You know what I'm saying? It might pan out for you. Feel me? So go out there, follow your dreams and whatnot, man. We got to hope. You know,
we definitely encourage you to do that, because there's too many young people out there that don't have any dreams at all. I'm like, dude, I'll be talking to people. Yo, like, last week, this girl had to be at least 9 or 10 years old, man. 10 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock at night. I wouldn't have my kids out there. Yo, what are you doing, little girl? That's what I asked. What are you doing? I'm out here hustling.
What?
hustling what? Girl Scout cookie. Shit, you got a dime box, nickel box? I ain't gonna lie, I bought some.
You brought some cookies to the,
you
know what
I'm saying?
You brought some cookies to the kids, some little dope cookies.
Yeah, man.
Man, them little Girl Scout cookies do be like some little dope. They do be fired, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I'll hit her up, too. I'll be like, you need to get in the house, but shoot them boxes.
Yeah, shoot the boxes, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For you out here, fuck around, get robbed. People is thirsty out here, man. Yeah, a couple more shout-outs to some more websites. You know, shout-out my boy Imp. You know what I'm saying? He got the show popping off. And he got the Suicide Notes dropping October 27th and whatnot. You could go get that exclusively at buyingthemusic.com. Y'all stay tuned later on this week and everything like that. We're going to have tickets to the show at the Key Club and all that. So, Imp, you know we got you, bro, and everything like that. And we also got tickets to the Halloween Ghouls and Goblins Bash over there at Mazika's. Shout out to Mazika's, Veronica and them over there.
Goons and Goblin Monsters.
Yeah, Goons and Goblin Monsters. You know what I'm saying? We got tickets coming up for that. You know what I'm saying? You can win some tickets to that. You just got to stay tuned the rest of the day and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might get some tickets to whoever got the best response to the question of the day. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't got to the question of the day, though. But I think it's going to be a good one. You feel me? And everything. Did you get a chance to check it out? I know you're going to have a crazy response to it.
My bad. Yeah, my fault. Actually, yeah, man. Let's see. Well, I know one of my biggest lies.
Yeah, if you don't know the question of the day, what's the three biggest lies men and women tell? You feel me? The three biggest lies, you feel me? So
yeah, I was jumping the gun right there. Yeah, three biggest lies Men and Women Tell.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you want to respond, you know what I'm saying, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Once again, 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Or hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grind or Jay Payton. You know what I'm saying? What's one of the lies that men tell? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, if you want to tell your lie, tell you.
I know one of my biggest ones is, you know, when they ask me, did you come yet? And I say no. And, yeah, I did. I actually did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not ashamed. Like, no.
I don't care.
Yeah, it was, that time it was good, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it means I enjoyed myself. That's all.
And then I try to stall, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, hello, girl, let me give you some foreplay real quick.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me chill, you know what I'm saying?
It's a secret round two. They don't even know yet.
Yeah, you know. Like, you know, I worked a double today. You know, my back hurt.
I think a girl, let's see. Girl, one of the biggest lies for a girl, man. Damn, man, they tell so many lies. I don't even, and they all pretty big. So high. Hard one right there.
Yeah. They say, because we're looking at some other responses and whatnot. They say, one of the top ones they say about women is that you are my first.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know.
They all happy and shit, but you, oh, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? One for the fellas, too, they say, I got stacks and whatnot. You feel me?
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm falling out of control. I'm doing
a lot of
this. You know what
I'm saying? A lot of dudes like that.
Yeah, you know. But what's your response? What's the things you hear a lot if you, you know what I'm saying, you a serial dater or you just know a lot of people that just lie and whatnot? You bunch of whole bunch of liars. So hit us up at 661-621-7559. Or like I said, hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding with James Payton. You know what I'm saying? Let us know your responses on and everything right now. But in the meantime, y'all stay, keep it locked. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get into some more hot independent artists right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I never wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
It brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you
ever cry.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
I know that it hurts when he mistreats you. I know that it hurts when he deceives you. I know that it hurts when he brings you pain. So tell me why are you with that man? Every day he smacks you, he brings you down. Every day he hits you, you stay around. Every day he calls you right out your name. So tell me why do you love this man? Please explain. Tell me why, cause I need to know right now. If you don't, then I gotta go right now. To his spot, I'm about to kick the dough down. Wake him up with a gun in his mouth and ask him why. Why you gotta beat on her? Why you gotta cheat on her? Why you gotta put your hands on her and make her cry? He reply, I don't know why. So I cock back, aim and squeeze then he sighs.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I never wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I don't
ever wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Baby, open up your heart and just let me in. I can show you I can be your friend plus your man. Let me heal you. Free you from all your pain. Take away your stress. No more feeling like you're dying inside. I'ma move you up. I'ma keep you up. I'ma take you up to the next level. And that's me. I know you love me. And I love you. Ain't nobody above you. I adore you. Plus your kids too. That's that real talk from my heart, boo. I can show you that I'll be the only man that you ever need in your life. Just take my hand. You can count on me. Put your trust in me. I won't do you wrong. I won't bring you harm. Little mommy, do you know you my lucky charm? Plus my beauty queen and my shiny star. I know where you are deep down in my heart.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I never wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
I never wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurts.
It
brings you pain.
Leave that boy boy alone, get with a real
to
man.
To all my ladies in the world, you don't need that man. If he's slapping you down with the back of his hand, that's not love, that's the anger, cause he's dead inside. More or less a right or wrong, that don't make it right. He abuse you, plus he use you just to get what he needs. Let me paint a perfect picture, he be making you bleed. Scars up from your face right down to your knees. That's not a man, he's a puss, let him trot on me. You'll be sleeping in the river if he trot on me. I'ma ride or die, nigga, let him trot on me. It's not my fault, dog, if your girl like me. If you doing your job right, she wouldn't wanna be with me, yeah.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
When he brings you pain, leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
When he brings you pain, leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Girl, tell me where you get that body from, body, from, body, from. Girl, tell me where you get that body from,
body,
from,
body, like a
body,
ranch,
from, body, from. Girl, tell me where you get that.
Her body like a two-tone range, fill her up and you can kick the jam.
Girl, tell me where you get a better girl, so mean. Yes, I'm fly, yes, I'm clean. These blue jeans, VIP. These girls can't take their hands off me. I'm showroom flowing, got these girls turned up. The leather on my seat make these girls wanna fuck. Yeah, man, I know she wanna ride. Tell me where you get that body.
Her body like a two-tone range, fill her up and
MKD, you feel me? And shout out to the listeners. I'm sorry to the listeners. I just got bumped off and everything like that. you know, them invisible haters, they still alive in a full effect, you know. When you see something going wrong, just blame it on your invisible hater, you feel me? Because they out there, man. But I thank y'all for coming back and everything like that. Shout out to all y'all listeners out there and whatnot. And shout out to you, man. I'm looking at the site right now, man. The site is fire right now.
You like that?
Yeah, that's real hot right there, man. I'm putting a post up right about it right now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm feeling like the movement, it got good animation on it and all that. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
And the graphics is cool.
Yeah, it took me. You know what? Honestly, I'm not really too. I'm not bad with computers, but I'm not great with them either.
Yeah.
And that probably took me a long. I didn't have that up for about 6 months. I just never published it. So I just been messing around with it, and then recently I just pretty much changed everything and just went full in. Like I spent the whole day on that, man. Messing around, you know. So I'm glad somebody likes it.
Yeah, it's real hot, bro. No lie, you know what I'm saying. You're doing your thing on that. You know, you can check out all the accomplishments, the story of stealing your laughs and everything like that. Check out the videos. Got some fun. You still got some funny parodies
also,
on there.
Oh, yeah. And also in the contacts, like you see the tags,
Twitter,
too, you just click on those and it'll take you directly to those sites.
Yeah, man. It took you a long time to get it up,
yeah.
To do all that?
If I would have known already how to use it, it wouldn't have, but I was still learning and then still experimenting, so, it took a long time, but it wouldn't have if I would have already known.
Yeah, man, I mean, it looks real good and everything like that, so y'all check that out, you know what I'm saying, go to Wix.com and then look up Stealing Your Laughs, or you could just go to my page or Jay Payton's page and go on the wall and hit up the link. You know, it'll take you directly right there. And I'm gonna send that link to y'all out there and everything like that. So y'all keep a lookout for that. Like we said, man, we have tickets later on, man. Tickets to the Goon and Goblin Bash over there at Mazika's. You feel me? Thrown by Samak. I don't know if I'm saying that right, man. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Samak.
Samak.
Simac or Simac or Simac. I don't know. See, I'm like really putting myself on blast right now about my literacy skills right now. But it's all good though. You feel me? I do know how to read. I got some Rosetta. You know what I'm saying? I took that Rosetta Stone and whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. You feel me?
Took the English part of it.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, I took the English part. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And also by Black Label Inc., you feel me? So we got tickets to that, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real good look, you feel me? They're having a costume contest, bottle raffles, dollar jello shots. So y'all that's really into them jello shots all night, you feel me? Dollar all night, you feel me? So y'all check that information out on the Facebook page, you know, or y'all could call in at 661-621-7559. Hit us up about the question of the day and all that greatness, you feel me? Shout out to all the listeners out there doing their thing. We got Columbus, D.C., you feel me? We got who else we got out there? We got Florida folks out there. Shout out to Big Cheese out there doing his thing, man. We need that parody ASAP, bro.
Man.
We need that in the inbox, man. Hit us up, you feel me? But right now, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get to some more hot independent artists. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
We in the VIP.
With your girlfriend beside me.
Brainwash news.
I got a father over PIMP. Even your role model wanna be me. After the club, you know where to find me. Right in your bed where your girl broke me. They hope they push it up and don't fold me. While I'm laid back smoking them leaves. I'll be in the hood after right leave. Just in case you wanna bring that. On the block with a knife, with a bunch of wounds ready for the crime. You don't wanna.
swag at? She's trying to count all the stones on my wristwatch. VIP status got her sipping on that Sir Rock. But she say she like Duvo, her favorite color pink, and she wanna do the you know. Turn off your Android phone, did you tell your baby daddy that she wasn't coming home? Shit, y'all need to sort that out. That baby daddy drama ain't what I'm about. She pulling up to my house, the nigga scoping me out. Don't end up in the trunk, tied with duct tape in your mouth. After the club, you know I'm headed back to the ad. With my compadres and rosters, keeping the hat. California gritty, black town, yeah, we get active. Nigga saw you that night, but now you missing an act.
Don't be busted on the block with a knife. Get a bunch of wounds ready for the crime. You don't wanna risk. Girl, let's just go white. She told me, don't put your baby
My love is the hell realm, and I'll set demons on ya. Attracted to the way you walk, as well as your stare, your skin tone, your facial features, and the smell of your hair. I was kinda scared at first, yes, I admit it. Taking over with every breath I breathe. Reality's a sad thing, I really don't wanna see you leave. Let me massage your back, kiss on your shoulders, zip up on your feet. Whatever happens, just know it's between you and me.
My emotions are running high.
Looking me right to me, can't get enough of your body.
We can do just what you like, get comfortable and relax your mind.
Cause boy, I mean what I see you, wrap your arms all over my body.
It's amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for it. I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 suns burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy Rich Spinks. What you need?
Oh yeah.
Erica Marie doing their thing. You feel me? Yeah, man.
Yo, that was Erica Marie.
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh man, I had no idea.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. They out there doing their thing. You feel me? The whole Bang Out Radio fam Monday through Sunday. I almost remember we used to always say Monday through Saturday. You know, we got
yeah.
My boy Dagger on there. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get used to saying Monday through Sunday now, you feel me? So shout out, you know, I'm glad, you know, we expanding, you feel me? You also got the extended cuts and everything like that. You know, Bang Out Radio, we on a move, you feel me? We trying to get out there, we trying to climb that mountain, you feel me? And we trying to be the people that bring you the independent music, you feel me? We trying to be the spot for that. So, you know, if you want to send in music or you got any requests or comments or critiques or anything like that, you know, you can send it to grindnetwork@hotmail.com or feel me? Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Steady Grinding with James Payton, you know. You also answer the question of the day there, you know what I'm saying, if you haven't already, you feel me? Question of the day, what is the three major lies that men and women tell? You know, so we want to hear your...
Yo, I actually got a couple of them on... somebody actually posted a couple of them on me. I told them to call in, but people be acting kind of scary.
Yeah,
you know?
It's crazy. Y'all don't have to be scared. We
you know what I mean?
Up here. We ain't going to call and grill you, you know what I'm saying, everything like that. So call in.
The three that one of my buddies, Cripple King, one of my buddies in... I think, like, I tried to say it fast.
Yeah, you tried to sneak it by. You thought I wasn't going to hear that, right?
It's one of my buddies in my improv trip, man. The three that he put down for women, let's see, they lie about if they're single, their age, that's number two. And then the third one, they say that they're on their period when they're not. Well, damn.
Wow.
Hey, I guess. And then for the men.
That's crazy.
penis size. How wealthy they are, and let's see, they live by themselves and not with their moms.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's never something you ain't got to lie about, you feel me? I don't know. Really? Yeah, most of the things you don't really got to lie about, you feel me? But I would agree about that with the men and women, you know, it's just so many. And, you know, people lie for different reasons and all that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at a couple too, you know, people, it was mostly saying like people, men really lie about their income, you know, one says intelligence, you know what I'm saying, they're not really as smart as they really.
Oh, yeah, they just try to use big words.
Yeah.
And then a word don't even be really that big, they just say shit like,
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay optimistic. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Said that he didn't motherfucking pass the SATs and shit. Like, yeah. I said it right. Didn't stumble. You know.
Oh, wait. Just got another one. One of my, this is from a female friend right here. She says both men and women lie about this, and that is I'm over my ex. That's one of them, and then another one is I love you. Damn, oh, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's a real big one, and I mean I do be seeing that sometimes. So they just be like, people, they act like they really in love and knowing they don't even like each other. You feel me? And that's the crazy thing, you know. But we want to hear y'all responses, you know. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. Or like you say, hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding James Payton. You know what I'm saying? Or you also hit James Payton's page. You feel me? His website,
you
know.
Yeah, you can do that too.
You know, go to stealingyourlast at wix.com. You feel me? W-I-X.com.
Wix.
You know. Wix.
Mm-hmm.
Wix. That's a crazy name.
What is a Wix?
Wix. Ain't that like a the thing you start an age with? Or is that a Wix?
Oh.
Or Wix. It's kind of like the same as Wix. Wiki and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to Google that shit now.
Yeah, he's about to Google it.
What is it, Wix?
Yeah, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Don't you hate that when you got some answers like, what is that, man, you know? That's crazy. That's one good thing about the internet. But when you go and type in one simple thing, it seems like you just want it, just all other types of randomness. Like, come on, man, I didn't ask for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, most of people's computers be infested with that pornography. So you type in one letter, like 80,000 porn sites come up. You'd be like, damn, I didn't even know they could do that.
Big black mamas, big booty bitches.
Yeah, you'd be like, man, I didn't know you was.
It's about to be of a story, but we're not even gonna talk about that right now.
Yeah, because I know you probably about to go to something crazy. You feel me? You know. Yeah. Yeah. That was an accident, man. No. I'm going to let you know because you be trying to put me out there. No, that was a total accident, man. Look it.
I'm putting it out there.
I mean, grind over, bang out, man. I'll put it out there, man, because this is good. This is something got to be addressed. It was a total accident. I was Googling, you know what I'm saying? We was looking up some strip clubs and whatnot, you feel me? And I went to this thing and said something about chocolate strippers. I was like, oh, yeah. Man. I was like, oh, yeah, this probably going to have some black females up in there. Because, you know, ain't too many strip clubs in California. Don't really have too many black girls there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with chocolate strippers and everything. I looked up, I was like, what the hell is this? This bad motherfucker's in bikini draws and shit. I was like, oh, hell no. It's the wrong site.
You know, I almost forgot about it until you just brought up the internet. Tattoo some of my arms, so I always remember that one.
Yeah, man. But they,
yo,
hey,
if y'all would have seen the look on my face, yo, how you slant your eyes, like, wait a minute, hold up.
Hold up, man. It was an accident. There's no point going through all that. You feel me?
You gotta
be watching careful what you do on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You might get bamboozled by the title and all that. You feel me? But, you know, just make sure you read them descriptions before you go there, man. Cause
everything right and make sure. Just to be on the safe side, just type in female strippers. That's it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't. And crazy thing, I didn't type in talking to. That's what got me looked over there. I didn't type it in. I just seen it off to the side. I was like, oh, yeah, let me, you know what I'm saying, hit that up. You feel me? Let me, that's probably going to have some black people up in there. And then I was like, oh, man, this is
some of that. Hey, they call that midnight booty. Yeah. Some of the midnight booty girls.
Yeah, you feel me? But, yeah, it really shattered what I was looking for. It, like,
good strong side.
I was like, man, for real. Y'all could have had it up there or something, like, you know, yeah, man, it's crazy. But in the meantime, we're about to get in some, I got to wash the shame off my face right now. Let's get in some hot independent artists right now. Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Yeah, that boy G.I. Fleas at Bandcamp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network, and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on bangoutradio.com. Let's get it.
Thank you. loves me now, she loves me not. But that won't stop her from licking on my lollipop. Shorty does a freak for show. She made me curl my toes, all because she sucked my soul. Yeah, she touched the right spots, but I'm a freak too, so I lick a hot pot. I'm a grown ass man, yo, equal opportunity, feeling like a merry-go-round. Round and round, now here we go. Keep the lights on, girl, but just dim them low. Candle smells all in the air. Won't you quit playing, girl, and come over here. Full-time goon, part-time doughboy, but this is what it do. So, baby, what it do? Tell you what it don't mean, fall in love with you. See me now, or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Solo star, melt in your mouth and not your hand. In success lane, speed and catch me if you can. I think you like the chase, you probably my number one fan. I don't work hard, I will effortlessly take your man, yeah. His say my pussy is his favorite dish. And to feed his appetite, be like his only wish, yeah. He love the smell and the taste of it. Fuck his lips and tongue, he put his whole face in it. I laugh, but I ain't lying, though. Fuck that Aquafina, so upgraded, call it Fiji Flow. If you let him tell you he don't do that, you's a silly hoe. Pussy got prerequisites, without head, I can't never go. So take a lick, sample it. It ain't hard, use your tongue, write your name in it. Just take a lick, sample it. If you do that right, I just might see how else you handle it.
See me now, or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Blocker, 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 blast.
What they do?
You three, it. Know you smell something. Told you I was coming.
Yeah.
Had the balls on the grind. You smell it all the time. Hit you while I'm gritting. Hella vicious when I shine. My whole team is with it. Smash about the business. Anyway that you want it. Hopefully you can get it. Hustle harder than most. Get it like I'm supposed to. Motivation out of this world. Inside the monsters. Cold river than me. Tax heavy in the street. Get smelly in the heat. No detention when I sleep. Leave a message in the street. Messing up my seat. I want more. Come and see what I can add. And I can hate you feeling like you're walking in the candy.
It don't stop.
Yeah. Gotta watch how I rock to the top.
Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers on some top. I keep it locked. You know it's alive. I'm coming through because I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers on some top. Keep it locked. You know it's alive. I'm coming through because I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
I let them hang, let them swing. Catch your eyes. You was able to do my thing. I constantly make it pain. I want you used to. Rolled up, smell it like this. That's what they do to me. Nasty with it at all times, but you had to get used to. Three fingers, keep it moving. Green flag on the side, flipping more, getting more paper. Here's a grind, cutting to the most. Constantly shining, my paper stack high. Only 33 times, I'm flying the skyscraper. Eliminating all haters, and what you taste. Organization to make a paper. So stop hating, chill like, be patient. Taste it a couple times, but don't make a rotation. The mama's is rotating, like she wanna. Taste the meat, muscle head, but a muscle. Low key, like the sun. I rised up on the hand, I showed her how to dip it, low key, hotter than the sun.
Keep it hot, every time I step on the block, it don't stop. they fingers by some time. I keep the lies, you know, it's a lot. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it high. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. I'm three fingers by some time. I keep the lies, you know, it's a lot. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Hit the spot fresh and clean. We stuntin' mud. Crack rocks on the tracks like jock straps. Dudes hate recognize that we got that. I blaze it up, smoke your head on the contact. My eyes lower than a midget. Get lower when you hear it. Pick it up, drop it down. The mama's with the business. Looking at your hustle like you won't see the kitty. Creeps up behind, cause I did with the business. Whisper in the ear.
Tell me what you do.
This gorilla the beast. Hide a fool with it. If they ain't ready for it, the mama don't fool with it. Had your face nice and full like food all in it. Loud, I get with it. So mean with it. Quake some moss on the head. It's the how I did it. The mama's really tried, but she couldn't hang with it. Put some marks on the head. So I did keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers by some time. I keep it locked. You know it's a lot. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot.
Mercy, nigga. Fuck the peace, keep it no mercy, nigga. What the fuck?
Welcome. Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Welcome back to Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
I'm saying, though, man,
got me all on. I thought I was going to come back hyped and everything.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Hey, that was good. I swear that was a good one, too, man.
He said, hey, you should have heard yourself, though. He was like, You just shut down.
Shake out me, cut, hurt my feelings, man. I thought I was going to come back live as hell, man. Shay, man. That was crazy, though, man. Shout out to my boy Imp, though, from By Any Means Music and everything like that. Shout out to my boy Semiato, No Mercy, another hot independent artist of whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But let's get to our brother, you know what I'm saying, always friend to the show and everything like that. My boy MKD, Reverend DC, what's good with you, bro?
What's up? What's up, fam? Bam, what's going on, people? How y'all feeling on the West Coast?
Oh, man, feeling good. Feeling good, feeling great. You feel me? Can't beat this with a stick over here. You dig?
Yeah, it gets no better.
Man, what's up with you, though, man? How you doing, man? You straight?
Yeah, I'm straight. Same old shit, just a new day.
Hey, man, you sound a little tired over there. You got to just get up to work. Or just a long day.
Y'all gonna laugh at me. I was listening to the radio. I was listening to y'all, right?
And
you know, I'm posted at a new site. And so, you know, I gotta go do number two. So it's all these grocery markets and shopping centers and restaurants and shit. You know, I'm picking and choosing where I'm gonna go blow up the spot. So
man.
I passed up like 15 spots just to find a spot that's like way in the cut, so nobody won't be smelling my shit. I'm like breathing it, like woo. I'm like, thank you Jesus, like I made it there and made it back.
So,
you're thinking
Jesus, huh?
Yeah, for real.
You had to release that demon, huh?
Yes, man. I was like, I had the Holy Ghost. I was like,
that's that exorcism right there. You feel me? Got to release the demons. You feel me?
Man, we all through it though, man.
You feel me, man? But I know you want to answer the question of the day, man. We already touched on this topic a little bit, but what you think is the three major lies?
I'm gonna do women and guys, like the most shit I mostly hear all the time.
Yeah, man, we don't want to discriminate. You know?
one is celibacy. They be like, you know how females be like, you just get in a conversation and they say, I'm celibate. I'm like, girl, you just had sex yesterday. How are you gonna be celibate?
Why are you gonna tell that bullshit?
You just decide today, then the next day you're gonna have sex with me? Look good. Don't be lying to yourself. Exactly.
Girl, give me them draws, girl. Just go ahead and give them. I like this. Get my homeboy.
We see. You talk about that. You're going to be over here chilling with me the next night. Okay. But number two is sex partners. You know, girls, they sneaky with it. They sneaky. You don't know how many motherfuckers they be.
How many people?
You ask them how many people they slept with. Three, four.
Yeah.
And you know they probably they look like they've been sleeping with at least around 100.
Huh? He's at least 100, man. You missed
at least 100, man. There's some hoes out there.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You know who it is. You might be looking at one right now. You feel me? But it's just what it is.
And I had number three. I damn forgot. We're going to have to get back to three. But now, guys.
We're going to get back to three
because I forgot about it. I didn't write it down. Three guys, you know how we be like promising the world to the females just to get the pussy. Yeah, girl,
gonna,
whatever you want, just call on
girl,
me.
I'll buy you a brand new Mercedes. How you gonna give me a Mercedes if you want a bike? Don't worry about all that, baby.
Like, girl, I'll get you this space shuttle. It's not.
You know what I mean? I like the travel light. You know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not.
Man, number two is definitely how many kids do you have? And, you know, you might not know how many kids you are, so you might as well just say there's a possible 3 or 4.
But that's never a good answer though. When you say a possible anything, you feel me? You want that?
Yeah.
That's something you need straight up answer. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's niggas out there that be having these babies. They don't even know. They leaving the city before 9 months even pops up.
Yeah, they leave next week.
They might know what they be doing, but you know.
Pregnant? What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he like, you know, I got this other job. You feel me? You know, I got to go visit my auntie in Louisiana and shit.
Uh-huh.
And be straight scapegoating on that ass.
Man.
Yep.
Cool blue.
And guys, they use the love. They use the love all day. I love you, girl. I love you.
Yeah.
Nigga, you just love that pussy.
Huh.
You just love that pussy. You just want to get in them draws.
That's what you love,
males.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's just fun. That shit will make you say I love you.
That's crazy.
About the person that I love you.
Yeah, man. But it's, I mean, if that's none to play. What state was that we seen?
I think it was over there on the
woman something. It might have been like Memphis or something like that, or Alabama, Mississippi.
Somewhere in the South, I think.
Yeah, but like they said, if you tell a woman you love her or you about to get married to her, you don't do that, you serving some time for that. You feel me?
Man.
Can't be no player in them Southern states. They be really on that. Don't be going around breaking females' hearts and everything like that.
I mess around. Be like, no, I said I like you. I like you. I didn't say I love you. Or if I did say love, it was an L-U-V kind of love, not L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
Does that count at all?
Yeah. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I like that. We got that young love. You feel me? We don't know how to spell love.
Yeah, exactly.
That puppy love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already know, man. I think, what was you about to say?
Go ahead.
No, you go, bro.
I just now remember I was about to say for the last third one of the females, but go ahead, bro.
I mean, one that I think, a major one, that females lie about, too, is yours. You feel me? When they be saying it's yours, the baby.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a hitter right there.
You see that every day on Maury.
I was just watching Maury today. I was thinking of the question too. Like, damn, they perfect candidates for this show. I need to get in touch with their asses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They up here lying, and it's crazy. I don't know how you can really be lying. They be up there. Even the dudes, they be like, oh, this ain't mine. Blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And then even the females to be like, oh, I'm 100,000% sure. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Don't ever say nothing like that. Be up in here, how you in tears, running off the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, they always run to the back, right?
Yeah.
They never run out of any exits or nothing like that.
Yeah.
They run, and then you ever notice that couch that's always right there? They run to that couch. Yeah, that's specifically there for a reason.
I see one.
And
the
they be in total denial too.
they be yelling everything for no reason.
Yeah.
And then Maury be over there pumping it up like. So are you gonna take care of this baby? Like, nigga, yo, get out of my business, nigga.
The show is over. You just hear the news I got off of, you know what I'm saying?
Back your ass up, Maury.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maury, and Maury, every time they find out the daddy ain't there, Maury be trying to get it like, well, don't be running in her face. Don't do that.
Get out.
He's like, I know you want to go up in the show, son, but don't do that right now. he want to show this compassion for the ladies and all that. You feel me?
Yeah.
It is what it is. No, but that's, you know, these people need to stop lying, man. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to people. Feel me? People, you know, it's nothing really that important to lie about, you know. It is what it is, you know. But we, MK, you gonna stay on the line for a minute?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get into some of these hot independent artists, so y'all keep it alive right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
You're now burning it down with the Urban Smoke Connection. Fire, bitches.
Pen, paper, and bullshit.
Radio contact has been attempted, but cannot be effective. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Boom. Outie, mouth. Outie, mouth. Outie, mouth.
I'm
disconnect the facts from fables. We'll recognize the real around the night table. Eden's an understatement, shining like Jericho, like the Vader. Bumming on these suckers' accusations. Bow, pow, salutations. I'm out of here, no flyer than a G1, a G5, and a G6. Yeah, I'm staying bent. On my wallet, I probably grew an inch. Now watch me sit on my common sense. Looking down on all your simple pins. I don't cut up, I float on Rugs 11. Shout out to the homie Jasmine with 2 C's from the Sway 05. And the best in terrorist, y'all, he got a booty that'll wreak some freaking havoc. Better be prepared for swing. Be to it in my soul, you ride alone, not bad to the base. Better yet, the point, faces will be late. Cause the truth will be told. So cool, y'all, Illuminati, believe it, a-hoes. Find Jesus, kill them, I'm not in mode. Represent, Gans County. 850, Quincy, Florida, yo. Represent, Gans County. 850, Quincy, Florida, yo. S-Boy, Last Breed, DJ K Fresh, Chip Skylar, KDZ, Case Rye, Q Savage, Treasure Baby, Everybody go hard in unison like a team. We started off low, now we on the head with mine like now. I'm on my grown man, I put boys like rolling stones on the pavement. Like bulletproof tires on a Bentley coupe. My coin is flashy, it has a question just for you. My coin is flashy, it has a question just for you. Who are you?
Polluted, who go, I go, you know, I do it. up on your chest. Oh. Gotta be Chris, gotta be the pup from the hood. I know it's your girl, believe me, man, I just wanna fuck. Just be in luck, rap money, put DGs in the truck. And you walk, man, on the bus, don't hate on that. Yeah, all I ounce to be exact. Yeah. While we bouncing in the back, oh. I'm a chatty 16. It's your boy, Chrissy Boy, loaded with some of a bitch. Yeah. You drunk in the club, fucking by some old pistol. Oh. And that's what I do. And I write the songs that the whole world sings. Two bottles of Henny and Remy. Yeah. Send me directly to enemy field. When enemies kill, so lyrically ill. Through the hours and send them a pill. Yeah.
Look at the comments.
Yeah, man. Cause don't be talking mess to somebody that know how to do all that video capability and all that. Puts you on blast, and then you got caught on the internet doing some embarrassing shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because it will not be a good look. You feel me? You will be put on blast singing auto-tune in the mirror and shit. Man, you ought to be slapped right
especially
now,
on
man.
The
but
internet.
You do
be,
it.
Yeah,
on the internet. Be, why would you even take that, bro? It wasn't even tight to begin with. Like, come on, man. Like, why would you even put that on the internet?
Did you hear how he said?
That's
all I'm going to say, y'all.
Yeah, that's all I'm like, we wanted
no, we
more. Before. Like, we was asking for more. Like, come on. You got your nerve, man. The nerve of people nowadays. They think they just put anything on and people just going to like it, man. Hey, maybe supposed need to put that dislike button, man, because I'm a dislike that.
He was thinking some gut right there, too.
Yeah, or if you see the video, he was serious, biting the lip and all that. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, who you think you are, man? Some temptation or something? He is really feeling it, like on some baby face. He thought he was in there in, like, swimwear. He thought he was about to get, like, 10,000 bitches off that.
Auto-tune, man.
Yeah, straight auto-tune in the mirror with the cell phone in the thing. I don't even know it.
This is
yeah, some dude Jay Payton though, you feel me? I mean,
yeah, he was talking shit. And me, when motherfuckers talk about me, man, I'm gonna take it to the max, nigga. So we just so happened to find I had a little investigator or whatever, happened to find a video that he had on YouTube, and he was claiming how he's actually not from California, he's out there in Florida. And he was talking shit about how he'd come out here to California and beat all the West Coast niggas up and all this other shit. So I found this video of him singing in a bathroom, auto-tune, in the mirror.
In the mirror. In the mirror, of all things.
With his shirt off? He had his shirt off, too?
Nah, he had like a, you know how 50 Tyson was in the mirror with that gray white beater? This nigga got the black.
Tyson. He was going dumb on him.
That's
crazy, man. Like, wow. And he really thought he was hard, too. Like,
yeah, he did. Watch you guys see the comments. Why
should
he see the comments?
Yeah, he was real offended by that, you know what I'm saying? He thought he had that on the tuck, you know what I'm saying? And somebody brought that out the archives on that ass.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Came out there front, you feel me? You gotta be you talking, you gotta live it, you feel me? You actually think you're really hard like that. That's crazy, man. You crazy, Jay, for that one, man. If y'all got anybody y'all want to put on blast, y'all can hit us up on our Tuesday show, same time, you know, same time, same grind, you feel me, but on Tuesdays, you know, hit us up at 661-621-7559, send the info to grindnetwork@hotmail.com. Like I said, if you got anybody you want to put on grind, you know what I'm saying, like the internet thugs out there, auto-tuning in the mirror and all that, you know, thinking that's too tight and all that. So just hit us up, you know, let us know that information and all that, who you want to put on blast, man. Because it's a lot of candidates out there for that, you know, to get put on blast. I'm going to think of somebody. When I get out of class tonight, I'm going you know what I'm saying, somebody's going to get put on blast, you know. We're going to have to... We might have to do another Internet Thug video, you feel me? You know, update. Internet Thug, where are they now?
Hey, you know what videos I like? I like the Rick Ross videos. They be making dude be looking like Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit be funny. Like,
they got a bunch. They got one on World Star Hip Hop. I tried to find that one. One on World Star Hip Hop where he's like, he's in a wheelchair or something like that. And he's going to drive through in a wheelchair.
Oh, what? No, I ain't never seen that. What's that? What's it
what?
Called?
Bro, yeah, you gotta look for those. I'm
about to go to it right now.
They be funny. Go to World Star Hip Hop. They got all of them. I don't know what they comedy of Rick Ross. I don't know, but it'd be funny, hilarious.
Bro, just put Rick Ross parody.
Yeah, they on Rick Ross head. I'm about to look that up right now. Yeah, they be on his head. It's coming up right now. If y'all say y'all want to look at some other parodies, y'all can hit up Wix.com and type in Stealing Your Laughs, you know what I'm saying?
That or hit the YouTube, whichever one, it don't matter.
You know, or Stealing Your Laughs YouTube, you know, whichever one you pick, whatever website you're closer to at that point in time. You know, look at some hot parodies and whatnot, you know, it's going down, you feel?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and the site is real hot, though, you know what I'm saying? Hey, MK, you get to check out the site yet?
No, link that to my page right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that.
I'm gonna go to the computer lab tonight and get on that shit all night.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot site, you know.
Link that shit to me right now. I'm gonna link it up with a couple of my homies. That shit hilarious, but you know it's funny.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, man, we gotta it's crazy,
Is that Jay Payton website or what?
Yeah, that's Jay Payton.
Yeah, that's
okay. I see you on one, homie. I see what's up.
That'll have all the parodies and the, a few songs that I haven't made videos for yet, but I will be making videos for
them. Okay, yeah. I like that. I like the sound of that, my nigga.
Man, you know what's going down. You know what I'm saying? Making moves out here. My boy Jay out there getting his grind on. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get on that Eddie Murphy money, man.
Nope.
Trying to get it popping, man. I was just saying, we need to make a topic, man. We need to sign a petition. Eddie Murphy, you need to make another stand-up, man. Because his stand-ups is hilarious, man. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
hey, he's actually presented with the first ever, I think it's Comedy Achievement or Lifetime Comedy Achievement Award or something like that. This is about a few months back, man. He actually got presented with the very first one ever.
Oh, what, did he accept it and all that?
Yeah, he was there. He got it and everything, man. It was a big thing right there.
Oh, that's what's up right there. Man, that's hella cool. I mean, he probably said something crazy. Who else would you think could receive a Lifetime Comedy Award? Because you're a comedian, I know you know a lot of good comedians on there.
They should have had the first one, you know, although he passed, they should have gave it to the first one to me. They should have gave it to Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had somebody accept it for him, of course.
Yeah, his daughter or something. He got a daughter that does music, I think, or something, or like an actress. Or,
was that right?
You know, something like that. She's one of those.
Bill Cosby, of course. A lot of people say they didn't really like Bill Cosby, but that to me, he was
Bill Cosby. He's like one of that low key. Like he ain't even low key funny. He's like more that yo dad's funny. You know what I'm saying?
Like, like a family.
Yeah, he does that good humor like that.
Yeah.
Like he don't cuss at none of his acts, huh?
Nah, he doesn't at all, man. Yo, check this out. He was actually a couple years back. I read that he was supposed to be coming out with a hip hop album. LL Cool J was supposed to be, I'm not making this up either. LL Cool J was supposed to be featured on there.
Wow.
And it was supposed to be like about something positive, more for like, you know, like the youth of today.
Yeah.
Something positive, you know.
Yeah.
So make sure you clean your rooms, kids. stay in school.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can see that happening, but I don't know. LL.
You?
No, that's not a good look for LL right now.
Yo, can you imagine him with a hat turned sideways?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's
like,
all I can imagine him with a sweatsuit hat turned sideways.
I'm saying with some chains and all that. Like, I don't even see how that combination would work. Like, LL, he all buff and everything. He got swag and everything like that. And Bill Cosby just come out, you know, wearing a sweater, old man and everything like that. You know?
Hello?
Brand new Louis, tattoo on your back and that. Brand new Louis, brand new Louis, tattoo on your back.
Who the fuck did
this? Brand new Louis bag.
Yeah.
It's a tattoo on your back and that. Brand new Louis bag.
Girl, you bad with the motherfucking heels on.
That's right, Mike, you just my type.
You know
in the time and the place we can get it on.
Yeah, see, but yeah, you don't want to go to sleep and wake up on how to be a predator. You'd be like, what? That's me. What? Hell no.
Okay. I would rather do that than take the option that I have. Because, one, if I go to sleep and wake up on how, you know, what you just said, nigga, I got a lawsuit coming. I don't remember none of this shit. I don't fit it. And when they did do what they had to do to my teeth, it's not a problem because I'm not fighting back and I'm not taking off one of their fingers when they try to stick that cavity thingy in my mouth. You know, you're saying, no. So they had a better chance doing that than me sitting there and watching and feeling everything that they're about to do to me.
I ain't doing nothing, man. When I go to the dentist, I'm just going to be like, damn, you can have all the teeth. Just take all the teeth out of my mouth. I don't even need them.
Of course it's
going
to be different for a guy. I mean, they can only take one thing from you, and I'm pretty sure, you know, you don't want people to take your manhood away. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Keep that. Take teeth, you know what I'm saying? You can leave everything else, you feel me?
You can leave my manhood to me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll eat bananas and applesauce for the rest of my life.
Hey, y'all have a strong religion?
Huh? I'm saying, though, drinking insurance and shit. That's crazy, man. Hey, have you ever noticed, don't you, like, when you see a young person missing teeth, I'm not saying, like, a young person, like, a little kid, but, like, I'm saying, like, somebody, like, 22, 23, you'd be like, damn, what the hell was you doing?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, I know the question. I know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
One, they're on too much dope. Two, they done did something and got caught slipping at the wrong place at the wrong time and got it kicked out. Three, they some dirty motherfuckers and just don't keep their hygiene up. And four, they wasn't born with it.
I'm saying.
That would suck if you weren't born with it.
Yeah.
I know some people that wasn't born with a lip or a finger you know, a toe.
That's true.
You know, a tooth.
I've seen somebody with six toes, though, before.
Check it out. In elementary, man, see, I wanted to see it was this girl who had some big boobs, right? But we all used to say they were fake.
Yeah.
So the last day of school, man, I wanted to, you know, me and a couple other dudes wanted to see if it was real, if they were real or not. So we ran over there and tried to pull her shirt down. You know, it sounds horrible, I know. We ran over there and tried to pull her shirt down.
I don't know if I want you to finish the story.
Don't say that.
Oh,
like,
she
knocked your tooth out, huh?
No. I tripped, and my friend, his head got in the way of my tooth, hit his head, right? So all day,
his head
my
got in the way of
like,
your tooth.
My tooth was real, like, loose. So I'm like, I swear on my life. I went home, and I prayed, literally, I prayed and cried. God, man, that I would be a snagger tooth, man. I prayed, man. I was like, please, God, please don't let this tooth fall out, man. I still got it today, you know what I'm saying? Except now I don't have a gap anymore. I used to have a gap.
Man.
Oh, wow.
That's another way, too. You know how they used to make us put the string around our tooth to tie to the doorknob?
Yeah.
They could have put the string around the wrong tooth.
Wow.
That's scandalous right there. Yo, my bad, wrong too. Nah, man. Yo, gotta take the other one out.
You know, like me, I got a chipped tooth. My molar in the back is chipped. That's because when I got my tongue pierced, I had went to the Mexican store and got one of them cinnamon sticks. I do not pronounce them in Spanish because it's two different ways of saying it. One is taking a shit, and one is the cinnamon stick. And I'm not getting that confused, so I'm gonna say the cinnamon stick.
Wow, I didn't know it was that deep right there.
Yes, okay, that's why I say the cinnamon stick, the long cinnamon stick that you buy at Jack in the Box that come in pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, or you get from the carnival. So I bit into that and I bit my tongue ring and it chipped my tooth. So that's why my tooth is chipped. But, you know, people do have incidents where they're really super hungry and things happen. I know a person that swallowed their tooth and you didn't know it was gone until somebody said something about it.
Oh.
Now, that's crazy
That used to scare me. Some girls with tongue rings and then the two front teeth are kind of sharp. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I know she gives head, but not saying that you do, but I know she gives head. But I don't know if I want it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no carnivore.
I want her to give me head, but I like to keep my head at the same time. That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
I got Medi-Cal. Tell her to wrap
her teeth with the top lip. Tell her, you know, cover it. Just cover it.
Y'all heard that? Women, did you guys hear that? Please. Listen to that, because there's been times, you I'm
and
not
then if the bitch, if the bitch don't listen, smack her in the head. I mean, you know, just, I mean, some females you got to treat like dogs, just like you got to treat some niggas like dogs. When they piss on the carpet, smack them on the nose and rub their nose in. Just, bitch, I said no, you know.
Wow.
That's to the females that do it, okay?
Yeah.
That fight. Okay?
I heard that lady
that
cup that
and
lip.
And
cup some teeth. But
you can't say gum it. I'll say tooth it up, you know. Just don't try to take a bite out of crime, because crime ain't going to want to come your way no more, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
So great.
You might get left where you are. Wherever you are.
Bitch, get out. What? Catch the bus. I ain't got no money. I don't give a fuck. You hit me.
That ain't cool. Let me bite
shit. Yeah, man. How did we go to talking about?
You know what?
How did they were talking about?
That whole time I was thinking the same thing, but I was like, I thought about it too.
I just didn't say nothing.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie. I was looking at this little parody. I should have been paying attention. I'm looking at this parody. This little Rick Ross, I can't hear it, so I'm just looking at it. You kind of have me dying.
He's like, wait a minute, why is me and my cousin talking about this?
Yeah. Then I got back in the conversation. I was like, damn, how did we get over here? I thought we were talking about something else.
What can I say? It is a part. It's a part of life. Okay. For those that say they don't do it, you're bullshitting yourself. Okay. Get over it. It's part of life. Just choose which one you do it to. Like me. If I choose to, then you're going to have to step in the shower with a figure eight, up, over, around, and under. Maybe with a cat with a boot, just so I know it's clean.
Those stinky balls in the building. No.
No, not even that, okay? I don't put stuff in my mouth if I don't know where it's been. But it has to be clean. And if it's not clean, I'm not fucking with it on either set of lips, let me tell you that much, okay?
Got to smell like Old Spice.
I eat off of the same silverware as my daughter. Two, I'll be damned if a nigga give me something, let alone something that cannot be healed. Oh, trust and believe, I'm taking his life with my own hands.
My own hands, bare hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, no weapons needed. Trust me, we are highly skilled in my family. Supreme.
We need more women like you instead of those women that's like cutting shit off and all that.
Yeah.
Great, see me. I'm not the type that'll cut it off. I'm the type that'll get your ass drunk and make my own chastity belt and place it on your ass and sit here and have all the bitches come over here and turn you on and make you want to fuck something and you can't fuck not a damn thing. Why? Because your shit is in a cage. That's what the fuck
that's
you
torture.
Get.
Yeah, that's crazy. Torture. I don't even know. Like, that's a little too much right there. That's wild.
You got a dungeon by any chance?
Yeah, that's medieval.
But we like to work with our hands, my family and I. We like to work with our hands and put our minds to the most. Just, we cannot give ourselves a limit. We have to go over the challenge and make it worse than what it's supposed to be.
That's deep right there. But on
that note,
you know what I'm saying? Let's go to how you doing? Any more shout outs? Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah. But, man, I forgot. Let's get Reese, stay on the line. We're going to keep you on the line for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get some hot independent artists right now, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Call me Mr. Dope D. Hey, let me run in that pussy with a folk lead. Mo top, mo shots, equals mo D. And fuck it, baby, daddy, he ain't got enough shit. See, I'm the nigga that your man wanna be. Stop on and bend it over with your hands on your knees. And make it go clap while I stand in between. Tell me what I gotta do to get that ass on them jeans. Like, baby, give me dome. 2 bricks. And she got HD. She the baddest, I can give a fuck what you say. You better come and get her, nigga, for it's too late. Fuck him, never love him, I would get it in the bank. So you losing if you cuffing, bro, I fuck it any day. By the way, if you see her, tell her daddy on his way. Take the F on Superfly and put that shit after the check.
Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back. Bounce. Shake that shit, she gon' stupid, yeah, I love her how you take that dick. Girl, that ass lookin' fat and I can see me in it. And we can hit the back seat, my window's tinted. Jump up in this pants, boo, you can bring your friends too. Come until you came, when we finish, I forget you. Mr. Zicker down in the flesh, yes, yes, so. Get it straight, you ain't gotta sneak for me to bless you. Face down, ass up, baby, gotta max her. Throwin' in reverse like,
make it back up.
You can say I'm sick of money, how I'm throwin' cash up. JS been the best and all them other niggas cast up. If her grass cut down, it's where I might go. Give her insane dick, psycho. Got these hater niggas mad when my eyes go. Shitting on you niggas like a pigeon on a light pole. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, bounce, bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, hey.
Beats playing.
Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know what I got? This time, I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Ryan Network about to be on, man.
What?
Ryan Network on bangoutradio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Yeah, son. You really tripping right now.
Yeah, I will get out right
now. Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Write that drink out the free for you, boy, man. We about to get it. Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man, they get in. Welcome back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We got Reese in the building. We've got my boy MKD in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's a group of fear right now. You feel me? We also got, on the 31st, we got the Monsters Ball jumping off. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can get your pre-tail tickets. You get it from Veronica. You know what I'm saying? She on the Facebook.
I thought you were
going to
give them to me for free.
No, for free, man. But you call in and win. She already in. You can try to win some tomorrow. You know? You still eligible for the contest and all that. You know? But, yeah.
How about if I make you some tacos?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Chicken tacos?
Oh, man.
Yo.
I like the sour cream and the taco sauce.
Man, you trying to tempt me, man. You trying to bribe me, man. And you bribing me on air, so I don't know. I got.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, that was not a bribe. That was an invite. I need sour cream and taco sauce.
Oh,
that
do sound bomb, man. Like for real, though.
Yeah.
And it's not the ground beef or the ground turkey tacos. It's the carne asada chopped in the middle.
Yeah, the bomb ass steak tacos, man. I'm telling you, man. They be on hit, though, on everything.
Oh, I need a glass of water.
Yeah.
Water ain't gonna do nothing. Water ain't gonna do nothing. You need a cold root beer or some Gatorade or, you know, hey.
Man, that's one soda that I really do not like. I do not like root beer.
If you do, a boy, you better watch your mouth.
Root beer, man. That's like, what is it?
That's
root?
Like using God's name in vain to the soda.
It's made a root flavored soda. You know what I'm saying? I was saying a root beer, it's not my cup of tea. I'd rather like drink some water than.
I got lemon lime or orange juice.
Orange juice, yeah, that's hitter right there. Some nice OJ, that's my cup of tea.
Or a cup of tea,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm sipping on a nice little herbal tea right here.
That's only because you're getting sick.
Calling about food, man.
Yeah, I am.
I can lose my damn mind. And now I'm about to Google some tacos.
Oh, no, you could have been here. Should have seen yesterday. I made them bomb-ass Supreme burgers. You know how we do with the egg
Supreme
and the bacon
burgers?
And cheese.
Yeah,
man.
I got my own burger, man.
Yeah, man.
Like,
ass was a man.
You know what I'm saying, though, man. It, trust me, you will, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to bring that doggy bag, that Ziploc, you know what I'm saying, that Tupperware, because it's going there.
And I got the hamburger buns, and I did it good with some fries, with the lemon peppermint. It was a business.
Man, I'm telling you, you're getting me hungry right now. You got to start, man. I got to go to class after this. I ain't got nothing to eat. I'm at the end of
you're going to be in the class like, stomach man. Rumbling like a motherfucker.
and we cannot get out early, man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't none of that.
So, man, I can't go out and get none.
Well, I'll make you some tacos over here.
Man, I get out of class late as hell. But, you know what I'm saying? I might
not
make that
sleep.
Trip. Oh, man, yeah, sure. You off them T3s, man. You might be gone early, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you get off us, you might pull a Deuce Bigelow. Fall asleep.
You know I don't take
nothing
that
sleep
puts
in the soup.
Me to sleep. I can't
yeah,
be put to sleep with Kiana running around here.
That's why I can't take medicine, because I'll be knocked out, man. And you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, damn, I went to sleep on Tuesday. It's
Thursday evening.
Yeah, so
I'll be just clothes ready for Friday.
Yeah. I'm thinking I got to, you know what I'm saying, do this. I still got to go to class. Shoot, I didn't miss 3 weeks of class. They call to see where I'm at.
You will get dropped if people
yeah.
not show up.
Yeah.
I'll be here today.
Yeah. What happened? Y'all going to be like, man, where's Sabrina? He done retired from the Bang Out Radio. You know all that?
Yo, hey.
No,
you know what I just realized? You know, I just realized today was a holiday, too, by the way.
Oh,
no,
Monday?
It wasn't a holiday.
Yeah.
A holiday
supposedly,
is when the mail doesn't run.
Supposedly a holiday. Well, they don't celebrate it as a holiday anymore, but, you know.
No, it used to be. You used to get out of school on Columbus Day, but now they really found out Columbus just.
Yeah, that nigga lied like
a
yeah. cold.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's so cold because yesterday the schools. At first they had the day off, and then the school was called back at like at 8 o'clock at night, talking about nah, they
it
gotta be
not
here
a
tomorrow.
Holiday. We'll be in school tomorrow. We repeat,
like,
it is not a holiday.
School is still open right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, did Columbus he get the biggest come up in the world? Like he just stumbled upon something, like you're like,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You know what I'm saying? He just like, oh, yeah, I just had the biggest come up. You know what I'm saying? I just came across the
no,
land.
What it was
I thought
was
I was somewhere
somebody
else, you know?
Somebody already claimed it. Somebody already
yeah.
claimed it, but they weren't big as he was. And he just
yeah,
left his name on it.
Yeah.
And
you know,
everybody
know,
ran with that.
Yeah.
Right there.
And you know what I'm saying? He wasn't even trying to get there. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
I didn't know where the hell he was.
Yeah. The biggest
I think
accident.
He was trying to go get him some of that toothless head.
Yeah. From them Native Americans.
I was wondering about toothless head.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, keep on fucking around with somebody with nothing but gums that gonna fuck your shit right up. You're gonna be like, it's raw. Leave it alone.
Ah,
yeah.
Damn. That's just some pain.
Yeah,
I know somebody that had no teeth but was eating fried chicken.
Wow.
I remember when my grandma took out her dentures.
Yeah, I guess it's chicken's that soft, though. You know what I'm saying? Just
no.
Meow.
It's not soft. It tears apart that easily.
Yeah, you got to take it slow, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just no crust. Straight chicken. Yeah, but I can see an old person, but a young person eating fried chicken with no teeth? You need to slap yourself, man.
I'm real. I ask him what happened. Straight
yeah.
up. I'm going to say, like, yo, what happened?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I always wonder, like, when you see, like, a young person probably, like, with no arm or something, you'd be like, damn, were you in the... If you were in the war or something like that, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if you, like, have no head and you're just a civilian, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you was in the war... you know what I'm saying, fighting overseas and all that, we salute you and all that. You know what I'm saying? We know why you didn't have no hand or no leg or nothing. But if you're just a civilian person and, like, you, like, grew up in, like, Little Rock or something like that, and why do you not have all your hands or teeth or missing an ear?
Wrong person.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, do you owe the wrong person money or something like that? That's crazy, man.
You know? Turned on the chainsaw and forgot to hold it.
Yeah, oh, man. Now, that would be ugly right there, man. I actually seen somebody.
The worst thing I think anybody could do is not raise their kids how to go about handling a situation properly.
Like what situation could get you involved with that you're going to lose your hand?
Not like that. What I'm saying is, say like if you walking in the store with your child and you got somebody walking up the aisle with you and they don't have an arm. Mommy, why that person ain't got no arm? Like, we know.
Yeah.
I'm like, they just put them on blast and put us on blast. So now we got to teach our child in front of that person. See, me, I don't have that problem. My
I'd have been like,
because yeah,
like, he was asking too many questions.
Asking silly ass questions in front of people. He asked the other armless man why he didn't have no arm. He took his arm.
My daughter knows to look down and keep stepping. Now, when we get out of that person's presence, then she's like, Mommy, you remember when we was in the store and we saw the person with no arm? I'm like, yes. What happened? Why they don't have an arm? Then you come up with your own little story and tell them why. My story is because they don't listen to their mama and their mama got mad and beat their ass. Is that what you want? She, no, Mommy. Okay. So now we know you got to listen to your mama. I don't have that problem for about a week.
Now, what if they go and tell their mom, like, go tell the person, like, you wasn't listening to your mama? That's why she whooped your ass at your arm? They get all offended. Like, oh, man. Those little girls, they just not just good off on me. You know what I'm saying?
And all that person is going to do, because the mama is 9 out of 10 standing over the child when the child's asking that person, and say, yep, so you need to listen to your mama. Now, if they just straight ghetto and don't give a fuck and want to bring nothing but fear to that child, they'll say, I ran in front of a car and got hit by a bus or something like that.
Damn.
But that's also true. Look both ways. You know what I'm saying? That's something I go to till this day. You know what I'm saying? Some of you learn in kindergarten. Look both ways. Because you can get hit at any time. And that's
you can get hit even if you do look both ways.
Yeah, but you see it coming. You know what I'm saying? So you know what to do. You know?
Okay.
So.
My question to you is, would you rather know that you're going to die or it just come to you?
I'd rather just come to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It depends. If I'm going to die when I get real old, yeah, that'd be good. But other than that, nah. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to know. Like, say I'm going to die when I'm 85. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I could knock out some shit in that time, you know, and do what I got
to
do.
But then when you turn 84, you're going to be dreading to turn 85.
If I'm 85, you know what I'm saying, I'm probably going to be old as hell and probably hurting and everything like that. So, you know, and it ain't going to be too much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see my daughter already growed up, you know, and hope she'll probably have kids by that time and everything. So, and then after that, shit, man, what else can you do? You old. You can't do shit. You can't work. You know, you can't do all the things you want to do. You can't go out there and party. All you can do is sit up there and complain.
They got pills for that.
Pills? Why, if I can go blind? Like, no. I don't need to have sex that much, Rama. It's gonna lose my I'm gonna lose my heart, or you know what I'm saying, have visions of demonicness and see darkness and everything like that, go blind.
Get a machine like me to keep you up.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Yeah, but at that point in time I'll probably be like cool, you know what I'm saying, with my life at that, you know. 85 is like a good number for me.
I'm greedy. I don't think I would ever be cool. I would like to keep living and living. I don't want to die and come back as something else and start all over. I want to stay where I am right now forever. That's the
truth. You probably won't have your memory, you know, so you probably won't even know.
Yeah.
I don't have memories now. I don't remember half the things that I did in my life.
For real.
Yes. What you did in a past life or something like that.
I don't even know about that. I look at butterflies and say, yeah, that's it. I don't know if I was a bird, if I was a tiger. God, who just a maggot? Look, because everybody comes back as a different a maggot. Who wants to be a maggot? They only live for 3 days. It's that.
Damn, that sucks.
Politicians. Yeah, they come back as maggots. That's what they are.
Yeah, for real.
They maggots.
Dirty motherfuckers.
Heard, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But that's a different story. But y'all keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? Reese, you going to stay on the line a little bit more. We probably got about 8 more minutes in the show, so y'all keep it locked. Any more questions and whatnot, y'all can hit us up at 661-621-7... Wait, hold on. 6-5-5-9. I didn't spoke too fast and didn't know what the number was. But 661-621-7559. Or hit us up at Steady Grinding or James Payton on Facebook. But y'all
can think it slowed it down right there.
Slowed it all the way down, man. But y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Ready for this? I'ma tell y'all one. A live God.
Muhammad is the messenger of God. You know what I'm talking about? This is something real right here. If you're not ready to listen, I need you to cut it out. But if you cut it out, you might not learn nothing from it. This your girl, Miss Toy. Yeah, I love y'all. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, know how to block a man. You better read about her. You better look me up. Facebook or being about her. Know how to shut you down, cause I'm a clown with ya. Know how to be a leader, cause I'm a down sister. Ain't gotta eat you up, that's not my appetite. But I can feed you up and make you feel like I got you mystified, cause I'm so dynamic. And they keep playing that song, and you gon' vibe, get it. I'm just gon' stay up on them, I make them feel good. Let them know that it's that girl up out of Inglewood. She with the peacemaker, a heat maker laser. I got longevity, so you can never erase her. I got them throwing up, they be whispering. But why you shucking and diving, this toy is glistening. Ain't gotta roll you up, I'ma let you fold me up. Hit after hit after hit, so go on and blow me up. I am a warrior, I ain't afraid of y'all. Better come hard, but don't come at all. I got grace, it's in my everything. So when I yell it out, I wanna hear it say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Yes, that boy G.I. Fleazy band camp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network, and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on BangOutRadio.com. Let's get it.
Yo, you're listening to Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Hey, you know, it's about that time that we all dread and hate and everything like that, you know. Jay, any shout outs before we go?
Yo, shout out to the little Paytons, my two boys. James and damn man, I just almost forgot their names. What the hell? Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Wow.
Yo, I must be asleep over here. James and Jaden, man, my bad. Dang. And I also got the other one. That's gonna be my first girl, London. But shout out to him, man. Shout out to the whole Bang Out fam. Shout out to the callers, the listeners, man. Shout out to the world.
Shout out to everybody, Reese.
Of course. First and foremost, shout out to my stomach, letting me know that these tacos is on the way.
Damn!
Shout out to Hitman, to the whole Supreme Team, Bang Out Radio, Semiotto, Baby Amanda G, you know, Erica Marie, iRock, Unique, my daughter Kiana, myself, of course, everybody else that's listening, showing my family some love. What else?
Cutting
all threes,
because
I am gonna knock out after these tacos.
Oh man,
you're
about to
have
that itis.
Shout out to
the itis. Yeah, shout out to the itis, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Shout out to all the independent artists out there keeping it going. You know what I'm saying? Hitting us with that hot independent music. And then shout out to the whole team, the Grind team. You know what I'm saying? James, Keisha, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. Shout out to Topaz. We're doing it, baby. We major. And just shout out to everybody. We got, I think, 2 seconds left. I love y'all out there. See y'all later.
Hello. Back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's a long
2 seconds. Yeah, I think it's over now.
No, it's not over. It's never over.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we in there, man.
Great show.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an excellent show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, people are still in there. Hold on. Oh, I need to end episode. That's why.